Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Rachel. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Karen Wilson, and I was calling to find out where my order is. I have yet to receive it.
Okay, I'd be happy to assist you with that, Ms. Wilson.
Yes, ma'am.
I just need to get your information pulled up.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, is that last name W-I-L-S-O-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see. All right. And if you could also please provide your zip code.
72116.
Okay, 72116 is the zip code. And that's the zip code where you receive your shipments?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Okay, that's last name. Okay, and did you call in and place your order, or?
No, ma'am. I was on automatic orders every 6 months, and
okay.
I moved, and I had no way to contact you because the number that they had on the receipt was I couldn't get. It was no longer a working number. And then on January 7th, when I got my bank statement, I saw where you had charged my debit card, and that's how I was able to get your number. And I called you almost a month ago to let you know that I had moved and what my new address was, and you were supposed to be sending me out a shipment. And like I said, I've yet to receive it.
Okay, so the zip code that you provided to me, is that the zip code to your new address, or that was the old
address?
Yes,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's the new address, and that's the one that I gave you when I called you. I gave you my new address then.
Okay, so just in case, what was the zip code to the old address? Do you remember that one?
72022.
All right, Ms. Wilson, let's see. For security purposes, if you would please verify your address.
The new one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's 1 Parkstone Circle, apartment 408, North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay.
72116.
Excuse me, that's definitely not you. And what was that old address, please?
22660 I-30 North, lot number 9, Bryant, Arkansas, 72022.
Okay, thank you for that information. Can you please spell your first name for me?
Karen, K-A-R-E-N.
Okay, that is what I had. And Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N.
Yes, ma'am. Karen L.
Let me try it this way, because I put that in. Of course, I ended up pulling up a different person there. So, let's see. And that's how it's listed on the packing slip. It's Karen L.
I'm not sure if the L was there or not. Like I said, I don't...
Okay, yeah,
I don't have the packing slip anymore, because when the number kept coming up no good, you know, I like I said, I had no way to contact you to give you my new address until my bank statement, where I saw that my debit card had been charged, and then
okay.
It had your number there.
Okay. All right. Well, I do thank you for, when you provided your middle initial there, that did help a great deal. So I'm sorry about the delay. So I have gotten an account pulled up that shows Karen L. Wilson, and it is showing the 22660 Interstate 30 North Lot 9
yes,
in Bryan, Arkansas.
Yeah, old address. Yeah,
so
that
that's
was
the old
one?
Old
address.
Okay. That's...
I gave them my new one.
Okay.
and they were supposed to send another shipment to me because the first one never even got to my old address. I checked on it.
Okay.
And that's why they said they would send me out another shipment to the new address, and I've yet to receive it.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. We'll get it straightened out. Let me just take a look here.
Okay.
All right, so let me pull this back. Okay, well, it didn't do. Oh, I see what happened. It's a little different than the first time. All right, so that person's not you there. So I was just making sure that it wasn't another one. All right, so with the account that I pulled up, it is showing the old address, but let me take a look at the notes. And it shows that you had the 6-month subscription for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
Yes, ma'am.
So let's see. It is showing on the 14th of January. Says customer called in to update address. Well, I don't understand the notations that customer called in to update address, placed reship product sent to old address. So I don't know why it shows that. But it is showing that we did receive a shipment of your product back that was sent out. Apparently it did go to the old address. You were refunded. It just shows on the 2nd of February for that shipment. So that money got credited back. It takes about 3 to 5 business days for it to reflect back. That was the shipment that went out in January. So you have gotten, you've gotten that money back there.
Okay.
So let's see. So what we need to do is get you updated. Get your address updated.
Yes, ma'am. I thought I had done that when I called the 14th.
Well, you, little bit kind of offset about the note. It says that you did call in to update, and it was a reship that was placed, but it has the old address. So it's a very brief note, so I'm not quite understanding what happened with that. But
yeah.
I will get that updated for you.
All right.
And let's see what happened. So I wonder if this is it. Let me open this one up. So is the new address the One Parkstone Circle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it was actually put in here. North Little Rock,
yes,
Arkansas.
Ma'am.
72116.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Okay, so it was actually put in, so I'm not sure why. What I will do, let me make sure that everything else is, those old addresses are turned off. And that's, the new address is now both billing and shipping?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so now the One Park Circle. Is your both
yeah,
your billing?
One Parkstone Circle, apartment 408, North Little Rock, Arkansas.
All right, so that's set now as your address, and I probably still need to. All right, so that is set. All right, so I updated my page. Let me do that again. No, it should not have a future shipment. Let me do that again. Nope, no future shipments. Okay, so all others were closed out. And let me go back to this page. And I'm sorry about the delay. It's just telling me about a future shipment, so I'm trying to find out what future shipment it's talking about so that it will put your address in there.
Okay.
Let's see if it will allow me to do it manually. It's supposed to automatically go in there. Okay, let's see if this will allow me to do it that way. All right, that's what happens with new technology. I've got to find where it's telling me that. Okay, let me go back out. There is no future shipment. Okay. I do apologize, ma'am, for the delay.
Okay.
Let me try it this way. Okay, that is, has all been, no, it's not on a future shipment. There is no future shipment. All right, let me see about going. Okay, that's continuity. All right, so let's see here. Okay, it's got me looking at stuff. But all right, so all of that stopped. That's the oddest thing. Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm trying to find out the mystery, because everything for this 6-month subscription that you had is closed out. So I'm trying to, we have a new updated system, so. The future one. Okay, action stopped. And unless it has to do with card information, let's see. Let's see, cards on file ends in 2645, expires 523. Had you updated card information as well?
Well, you've got the 523, so yes, ma'am, it was updated too.
Okay, so that's the new card?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me see what it shows under the continuity page. I don't know what that would have to do with it. Oh, I see, under... Well, let me go back under here again. is not supposed to be on there. Possibly so that I won't have to keep you on the line. Find out the mystery of why it won't let me put me in there. Okay, then that's a different Karen. That's not you. Okay, that one is you there. That is so odd. Well, I wonder why that's in twice, but that shouldn't have anything to do with it. Okay. Alright, I guess I need to learn a little bit more here. Okay, ma'am, I apologize for the delay. I'm still trying. I guess I'll have to get with my supervisor here to find out why it's not going in. It's saying for a future shipment, but right now you don't have any future ones. And your billing and shipping are turned off for that Interstate 30 Lot 9 address that you had.
And right, there's right.
Nothing else that's on its way.
Well, she even gave me an order number
mm-hmm.
for the one that was supposed to come here.
Yeah, maybe it was a typo or an error because it says it was shipped to the old address. So
uh-huh.
There is a tracking number. Let me find out for that reshipment. Let's see. Where is the shipping? All right, so yeah, that's the reshipment came back January the 30th. It was returned to sender. That was processed January the 22nd.
Yeah.
So it did go out for delivery in Bryant, Arkansas. Well, but that's not a future shipment. So let me just write down your name and find out the mystery with it. Because until that's gotten out, I don't know if they had the same issue when they were trying to update it, because it shows that it was put in. I didn't even have to put your address in. But and I turned it off, the shipping and billing for the old ones, but it's refusing to, it's not updating. So I will have to check with my supervisor here to find out why that is not the case. And what's a good callback number for you? It will probably be on tomorrow.
Okay. It's a 501-353-1337.
Okay. And we're showing a different number in your account of 501-847.
No, that's my old number.
Okay, so can I take this one out and put in your new number? Well,
yes, ma'am.
You know what? It's not letting me update, so I'll just wait until we get that straightened out, and then it will allow me to save that in there.
Okay.
All right. So I'm sorry about that, Ms. Wilson.
Are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
Again, shortly.
You cut out. I didn't. I thought you'd disconnected.
No, ma'am, I did not. I found out that it was dead air on the line, which means I couldn't hear you either.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, but we will be giving you a call back at this number. And make sure that we get this straightened out so that we can get your shipment out. You have a six-month subscription. And
yes,
actually, we will get you a better price than the $150. We have a six-month subscription now that you can get for $144.
Okay.
And we'll call you back at this number. And is there anything else, ma'am, that I can try to answer?
No, ma'am. I was just trying to find out what happened.
I don't blame you. Yes, ma'am.
I've been a subscriber for a long time.
Yes, ma'am, you certainly have been. And we'll make sure that we get this straightened out and get your address straightened out so that we can get your product, get your supplements out.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Wilson, we thank you so much for being an Omax Health customer. You please enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yes, ma'am, you too, and stay safe.
You do the same, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you
bye-bye.
For calling Omax Health. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.